The waiter came and took away the things. After a while, we were very still and we could hear the rain. Down below on the street, a motor car honked. But at my back, I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, I said.
I know that poem, Catherine said. It's by Marvell. But it's about a girl who wouldn't live with a man.
My head felt very clear and cold, and I wanted to talk facts. Where will you have the baby?
I don't know. The best place I can find.
How will you arrange it?
The best way I can. Don't worry, darling. We may have several babies before the war's over.
It's nearly time to go.
I know.
You can make it time if you want.
No. Then don't worry, darling. You were fine until now, and now you're worrying.
I won't. How often will you write?
Every day.
Do they read your letters?
They can't read English enough to hurt any.
I'll make them very confusing, Catherine said, but not too confusing.
I'll just make them a little confusing.
I'm afraid we have to start to go.
All right, darling.
I hate to leave our fine house.
So do I.
But we have to go.
All right, but we're never settled in our home very long.
We will be. I'll have a fine home for you when you come back.
Maybe I'll be back right away.
Perhaps you'll be hurt just a little in the foot. Or the lobe of the ear.
No, I want your ears the way they are.
And not my feet?
Your feet have been hit already.
We have to go, darling, really.
All right. You go first.